from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hands, though, it's the WWE Raw Rose Garden,
Portland, Oregon, Monday,
February
9th, 2004. This is the appearance of the WWE to Rose Garden, during which an F match sign
was purportedly
held aloft for all to see. So we want to thank
Mark for dropping that by. So we're going to look through that this weekend, try to get it posted on the website by Monday. Excellent. Well done.
Because if so
we can't really give any sort of an announcement in the spot the public F match contest for this
week, because
I don't know, because
we have to see if
it's actually busy.
I mean, a lot of people report it, but I
want to see it with my own eyes. So more information on that. Plus, an ever sluggier Jessica Simpson continues to amaze and shock us with her photograph. Another one of which was sent to me. It's not posted yet. We'll try to get that up by the end of the show. Hey, it's 3 minutes and 35 seconds after the hour of 12, and this is the month of February in the year of our Lord 2004.
It's a Rick Emerson show.
Live from the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. Coming up today, we got the CNN radio correspondent, Jim Roop, who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour because it's the whole state is just going to hell, not ours,
really,
but California. The whole thing is just, everything's dissolving into chaos there because this Jackson thing is now. I guess the defense team wants the Jackson case shoved in like 2005 or sometime. So
there's that, and then there's some.
He's got some Friday the 13th. Is today Friday the 13th? It is. So he's got a superstition thing going on.
Oh, and then there's
it's all that business of the gay marriage in San Francisco. Anyway, so Jim Roop is going to be with us at 12:30 to talk about all of that. Coming up later on today, the third hour of the show, Peter Carlin's going to be here.
We've also got an Aussie watch coming up.
Paris Hilton porn news. Another edition of Rick Emerson's It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. And today, the long dangled but not fulfilled yet promise of the Beavis and Butthead interview. I had to track down this thing that MTV sent me years ago when I was a zany morning DJ.
They sent me
this disc that lets you interview Beavis and Butthead, which I finally found this morning, the bottom of a box of crap. So we'll get to that later on. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. You can also email during the show if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. It's lucky we don't have a webcam certain days, so you can't see how much I spit when I talk. Because I got this whole thing of the sibilant S.
That when I use it,
it's just a big spray sometimes. You don't want to be anywhere near me. In any event, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. We're moments away from your personal savior, Tim Riley, in the KOTK newsroom. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
So, turned off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on 9-5, baby, used to chillin', cause it's all backed up. I got the traffic in Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic in Chelsea because of that. I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name stops back. Show me from the front desk, it's unstoppable. Find out how for all the kids, but if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's a radio gangsta.
And now, it's not just news, it's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Unemployment benefits
will expire for
30,000
Oregonians on
Valentine's Day.
Here. President of the Oregon AFL-CIO, Tim Nesbitt, says their benefits as of tomorrow. The legislator created the Unemployment Benefits Extension Program in 1983. The state-funded program provides up to 6.5 weeks of additional unemployment benefits for those who qualify. It is the latest in a string of unemployment benefit extension programs designed to help cushion the blow of a weak economy. We know a lot of people out there.
Else from a bunch of people who should be alone drinking.
See, this is just how different the economy was even from, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago.
I guess, God, it hadn't even been that long. When was I on unemployment? When was the last time I was on unemployment? What year is this? 2004?
Yeah.
8 years or so.
Because I was on unemployment in 96. And at that point, there was no notion of limit. You were just sort of on it until you found a job, which was great if you could sort of finagle your way into having such a specific job that there's no way they could actually employ you somewhere. You could just sort of ride that ride with a smile. But the economy is just sort of, you know, circling the drain at some point. So, you know, anyway. Coming up here in just a short while, we got some Kerry stuff we'll get to here in just a minute.
An Ellensburg skier who was lost for nearly 5 days at Snoqualmie Pass faced another ordeal. Dan Bukowski is having his legs amputated below the knee today. They hope his feet would recover from frostbite, but the infection set in. The 25-year-old chose amputation because doctors told him it was the best chance for recovery that would allow him to lead an active lifestyle. He plans to ski again. Let's get to the Paris Hilton news before we go to the Kerry stuff. Just what everybody's favorite airing heiress. Paris Hilton thought that little sex video scandal was behind her. It's come back with a vengeance. While the world's only a grainy 4-minute clip of the raunchy romp between Hilton and Rick Sullivan a few months back, the sextravaganza, that's a new word, hit the internet yesterday in its full-length glory. It is a 37-minute video downloaded for $50, features not only the shadowy green night vision performance that's become so infamous, but also the well-lit full-color scenes that prove Hilton is the hardest-working woman in show business. One of the favorite bits is a bedroom conversation as Paris in bra panties and thigh-high stiletto heel boots is preparing for an evening on town, saying, quote, "Are you going to make me go to some stupid club?" Yes, Paris giggles. It's Wednesday. It's the standard. Her frustrated boy toy replies.
Oh, this is Rick Stahl.
This is her, Rick Stahl. And he says,
"Are you going to make me go out to a club?" And she says, "Yes." And he says, and I'm quoting, tell me if I've got this right. He says, "Can't you just
stay home and..."
Yep.
Blank my...
Mm-hmm. Yep. Blank.
Paris answers, "Ooh," and warns Solomon, "Don't talk to me like an animal." Their protest didn't last very long.
Yeah. You know, and nothing, I mean, nothing subtle taste and style like thigh-high stiletto heels, you know, is letting your boyfriend film you in a bra and panties prancing around the bedroom. It would be wrong for anyone to give us the full-length Paris Hilton sex video. That's not a thing. You shouldn't do that. It would be wrong of me to offer you swag from the KOTK bag of crap for anybody who hooks us up with that. Although I do, I think, now I may be wrong about this, but I think the website for this is, I think it's trustfundgirls.com or .org.
Something. I don't know.
One of our listeners, Trista, hooked us up, but she sent us the link to that. I think it's Trust Fund Girls. I don't have it in front of me. It's either trustfundgirls.com or trustfundgirls.com. .org, I guess. I think Howard was talking about it. I think it's the address for the video, which, again, you should not. Just like that guy Casey, it was wrong of him to bring me that Girls Gone Wild video from spring break. That's not a thing I can, you can't do. You shouldn't do that.
So let's talk about John Kerry. Is he really another Clinton? Is there an intern in his life? John Kerry tells Diamonds and Sporting on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. There are no skeletons in his closet.
Well, there's nothing to report, so there's nothing to talk about, and I'm not worried about it. No, the answer is no.
So I'm not going to have to jump off your bandwagon.
No, sir. No sprained ankles for you along the way.
Good. Well, I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah,
is Imus
pro-Kerry? Who is Imus
behind
Kerry?
Yep.
I
thought those guys were all, like, hardcore Republicans. I thought all the Imus guys were Bush guys.
No, that's just Chuck and Bernie and Lou and Sid.
Everybody's
No, and I'll tell you this right now. I mean, we got some more stuff to play, but I don't care. I've never cared. I didn't care about Clinton. I don't care what he does. I don't care what, you know. Just leave me alone. That's kind of the lament of the American citizen. I don't care what you do.
Just quit
taking my money. Just leave me alone. You can pork whoever you want. It doesn't matter. No one cares.
Meanwhile, Kerry's comments on the controversy of the president's service records and his own picture with Jane Fonda were on Ibis this morning.
Well, I'm not even going to comment on it. I mean, it's not my record to comment on, and it's just I'm not going to pay any attention to it. What, you know, excuse me. And if people want to go back, you know, to find a photograph from 30 years ago, that's fine by me. You know, I disagreed, like everyone else in America, with the choice she made at that point in time. I thought it was terrible. And, you know, we just move on.
I'm at Daz. He and Charles are about to make Kerry to quit just before the Iowa caucuses.
Actually, Charles actually wrote essays in which we went back in the production studio and urging you to get out of the race and to stop humiliating yourself. And but before we could get from one end of the studio to the other to get him on the air, you won Iowa.
Well, here's the deal. I heard a rumor those were coming, and I said, I better get my ass in gear fast.
There was on CNN this morning, Kira Phillips was talking about, they addressed this sort of, these sort of Kerry rumors going around. They kind of obliquely referred to them because Kira Phillips was talking about you know, the Bush never showing up for any of his duty or whatever. And she said, well, there's some other rumors out there about John Kerry on less than reputable websites, which we can't address it because it was a drudge because apparently the woman's in Africa or something, like fled to the Congo, like as soon as the story started to come out or whatever. But, you know, I think in 2004, you know, in a weird sort of way, Bill Clinton did this great service to the American people and to the Democrats. He sort of inoculated the Democratic Party against this sort of thing because having had, I know I've made this observation before, but it is sort of, regardless of one's political perspective, it is sort of interesting just from a sociological point of view that you look and it's 2004. I mean, it was just 6 years ago that we were busy impeaching Clinton because he had, you know, because he got some prison specs from an intern. I mean, it was just, it does seem a little surreal now that we were all bent out of shape about it. But having gone through all that, I think we can safely say that we've ascertained at this point that no one cares if Kerry's banging an intern. No one cares if he's doing it now. No one cares. As long as Mr. Kerry doesn't care, it doesn't matter to me. You know, it doesn't. As long as he pulls the economy out of the freaking nosedive that it's in, that's all anybody cares about.
Anybody remember Dennis Kucinich?
No. Oh, well, that woman on Hawthorne remembers because she's busy. I think they're behind a desk doing
1% of the
point. Yeah.
But he's still in the running and appeared on a comedy sketch last night on Leno called Celebrity Dating Game.
Bachelorette number one. If I win the Democratic nomination, could happen. So I win the Democratic nomination, but I have laryngitis.
Yes.
So I asked you to make the victory speech. What do you say?
I would say, good evening, delegates. My husband, Dennis, thought he was going to lose, so he didn't write a victory speech. And now he's pretending like he has laryngitis.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. The thing about Kucinich, if you notice that it looks like his head is from a different body, it's like he's sort of got this ill-fitting torso that doesn't quite go with his skull, and his head doesn't quite get, it's like a bad action figure where it doesn't quite go on perfect, so his head juts out about 3 inches ahead of the rest of his body. He's got this sort of bizarre S-shaped spine going on. It's very important.
Did you see any of the footage of that Leno thing?
No.
The three bachelorettes. Bachelor number one was one of the Tilly sisters.
Really?
Bachelor.
I think that's
three
who that
was.
Yeah, way to choke, man.
Who played Moonlighting? I'm trying to think of the lady's name.
Sybil Shepherd?
Yeah, it was Sybil Shepherd. I don't know who Bachelor number two was. I didn't recognize her. But I was flipping around last night, and I flipped past it and saw the three of the ladies sitting there.
Yeah, that, I think it was one of the Tilly sisters. She's there either Jennifer or Meg or whoever.
Well, Russia's got a presidential campaign going on, too. Their presidential hopeful, Ian Rybkin, who mysteriously disappeared for 5 days, said today he was drugged, kidnapped, and kept unconscious by captors who lured him to the Ukraine, and who wouldn't want to go there. Rybkin, who said the incident involved a murky attempt involving a videotape to compromise him, also announced he would not withdraw from the March 14th Russian elections and told the London press conference he would conduct his campaign from Western Europe.
God, that place was just a wild west.
Yep. Upon arrival in Kiev on February 6th, Rybkin said he was driven to an apartment where he was told to wait. I had some tea and some sandwiches, and suddenly I felt very drowsy.
Okay. 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-795-5955. Seeing the radio correspondent Jim Roop coming up here in a short while about Michael Jackson and other things, along with your phone call. Stay there. We'll be back. Ozzy Watch on the way and all that. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK, don't go anywhere. Back right after this.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
There it Dillon has the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Indeed, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland on 1-800-727-5955. The Rick Emerson Show coming up shortly. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roof from Los Angeles. Later on today, another installment of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. And Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. Here's Tim Riley in the KFJK Newsroom.
Brad, the car guy just dropped off a 2004 Quest 3.5S. Compact van. So I had to trim back into Mercury.
Is compact van another term for minivan?
I think so. It has a rear sonar system, so I guess you could drive this underwater.
Excellent. What is that thing that Ian's driving, that Crossfire?
Yeah, it's a Chrysler.
Yeah, who is that from?
Really cool.
Chrysler. How much do you expect to pay for one of those?
About 35.
Because there's... I don't name names. But we have a board op who works in the evening, and it's like board op is one step above slave. All right, I mean it's one step above slave, one step below indentured servitude. We have a board op in the evening who drives one of those. I mean it's like brand new, right up the lot. I mean I think
he's got a good job.
Yeah, it's got to be it. He's got to be one of the ones. Like I said, my friend Larry who had this Stingray. It's always a radio guy. Let me just tell you this: every radio guy. There's always the unstable radio guy who never has more than 15 cents to his name, you know, and that 15 cents he dug up from somebody's sofa cushions after a party when everybody else was passed out from bad wine. So there's always that guy, and then he's got a girlfriend who's like a CPA. The radio guy always has the stable girlfriend. There's never two people in that relationship that have the same, you know, stable one, unstable one. Like for Sarah, for example. You know, there's Sarah, and then there's Justin, who's, you know, got the stable government job from which he could never be removed. And then Sarah works here. So what is with this guy? Well, I can't say his name. John, this guy in the evening. Drives a Crossfire. It's like I just saw it sitting in the parking lot. The things are cool looking. I mean, they look futuristic. I mean, I'm surprised that they're only 35 or 40. They look like they must. I mean, they look like they would cost twice that. I mean, they really are bizarre looking cars. They're pretty cool, though.
And you know, most American, if you went to the car show, you'll notice most American cars are overpriced. And you usually get a better deal with a foreign car.
Yeah.
This Quest also has grocery bag hooks. I'm going to take it to Trader Joe's tomorrow. And hang up my grocery
right.
bag.
Well done, then.
Let's see, what else do we have here? The head of American Airlines has apologized after a pilot suggested Christians on the flight discuss their faith with non-Christians. Chief Executive Gerald Arsby says the Fort Worth-based American Airlines has grounded the pilot with pay while executives investigate the incident February 7th, I guess. He said that anyone was offended by the pilot's comments. Can you imagine that, riding on a plane and thinking it was hijacked or something?
Well, what it is the pilot came on the intercom and he said, how many of you there are Christians? And apparently he had people raise their hands and he said, the rest of you are all crazy.
And people started making cell phones immediately.
Yeah.
There's that crazy man. So anyway, apparently he got away with it before, I think, Ina started complaining, and then they finally did something about it. So that's a good thing. Now we have this Washington National Guardsman, Ryan Anderson, under arrest for trying to communicate with the Al-Qaeda on a website.
He called himself AKA Gunfighter and tried to coerce some people in the community to go out and learn how to shoot guns, and he wanted to train them.
It's a shame, say those who know his family.
I know the parents, and they're very nice, nice people. So I hope it's a mistake.
I should throw the book at him if he's guilty.
So I read a bunch of letters to the editor to the Spokane Spokesman Review. He says, I fear war for another reason. That being the element of our own society would rob us of our individual freedoms, and freedoms can use the auspices of national security to steal them.
That sounds suspiciously well written for somebody from Spokane.
No amount of gun control, prosecution, or racial or religious profiling will save us from a body count like September 11th. If you get a chance to read some of the bills that go before Congress, some people obviously aren't going to let that stop them from continuing their crusade to save us from ourselves. So that's what he wrote to the Spokane Spokesman Review. What else do we have here? The Jackson Watch. Well, it looks like Michael Jackson's trial won't start until Thanksgiving at the earliest. The judge wants the trial to start sometime this year, and the lawyers are predicting they won't be ready until December. There was another delay in the case today when the judge postponed setting a date for a preliminary hearing until April 2nd.
There was none of the circus atmosphere that surrounded the latest hearing when Jackson was in court.
Don't they know we need grist for the mill?
Don't they have to be there?
Why can't they get their asses in gear?
Well, the two lawyers were there. Rumor has it that Mark Garagos is off the case. Not so, says his attorney pal Ben Brappen outside the Hispanic courthouse moments ago.
I don't know. There is a rumor, a Jackson rumor, a minute in this case. Most of them are completely baseless. They're made up. It doesn't take much, apparently, to get into print or on the air. So I've spent a lot of time this week telling people, and I'm telling you again, that Mark and I are co-lead counsel. He's in the case to stay. And I think people who are suggesting otherwise are just trying to be disruptive.
Anytime they deny that something is the case, it is in fact the case. I think we all know this to be true.
Are you two a discount legal team?
Is it true, as has been reported, that attorneys, among others, are being asked to discount their bills?
Let me answer that question if I can in serious fashion with a hint of humor. I did not come here for 3,000 miles away to discount my bill for professional services. Thank you very much.
Yes, it is Jackson Watch. All right. There's your Jackson Watch for Friday. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Man in Los Angeles, the radio correspondent, Jim Roop. How are you, my friend?
Oh, Johnny.
Yes. Have you covered this Jackson thing today, this latest development that want to push it to November?
No, the next date is April 2nd.
Yeah, but the defense apparently... Well, what did we just have, Tim? The defense wants to push it to December. They want to push the trial to December.
Well, the judge wants the trial held this year. The defense is saying they won't be ready probably till December, because even recently they've received about 400 pages of discovery from the prosecution. They say it's going to take them a while to wade through that, so they've delayed the date to set a preliminary hearing date to April 2nd. And I guarantee you, based on what Brafman, the one attorney, was saying, that they need more, they're going to have more hearings and more motions, which is going to further delay things. The judge says, I want this year. The attorneys are saying, well, we may be ready in December.
Don't they have any respect for the talk radio industry? Don't they? They know that we need these things to happen now.
I think they have respect for anything.
Jesus. Well, I don't know what's going on in the case or anything, but it seems like if you're trying to prove that you didn't spike a kid, you know, a kid's beverage and diddle him, it seems like it shouldn't take... It seems like that's a pretty binary thing. It's like, I don't really know, you know, what you're going to find between now and December that shows that you didn't pork a little kid. You know what I mean?
The thing is that the defense has to get all the evidence that the prosecution is going to lay out. And the defense is saying they don't have all the evidence yet. They feel the prosecution is about halfway there in getting them all the evidence. They cannot put anything out in the trial that the defense has not had a chance to see and won't have a chance to defend. So it's a process. I mean, it's a terrible process, but it is a process.
The wheels of justice grind slowly.
They do. It's glacially slow, sir.
Yeah. Although not so much necessarily in San Francisco. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody about this last night. I don't think people really grasp or fathom what a monumental 10 days has been in certain areas of society. Because we had, a couple months ago, this Massachusetts issue, that thing about saying that they had to do gay marriages and whatnot. But then it was 8 or 9 days ago that Massachusetts said, no, you have to do gay marriages. They're legal. You got to do them starting in May. There's nothing you can do to stop it short of an amendment, which would take like 2 years. And then yesterday... What happened? Was it yesterday morning that the mayor of San Francisco just said, come one, come all, be married?
Pretty much, yeah. And the first gay couple to be married was a lesbian couple. One was 83 years old, the other one's 82 years old or something. They've been together for 50-some-odd years. You know, so he married them. He actually officiated with some other officials over those. And that's a clear violation of California law that bans same-sex marriages. You're not allowed to issue a marriage license to anyone other than an unmarried couple made up of a man and a woman.
And so then what, so are those legal in San Francisco?
No, it's a California law.
Okay, and so then what?
They're supposedly not legal, and there's a whole lawsuit being filed today by a group called Campaign for California Families,
uh-huh.
You know, challenging that. And Gloria Allred yesterday, she marched a couple of same-sex couples into the courthouse in Beverly Hills demanding a marriage application. They were denied that. They knew they would be denied. So now she's saying she's going to challenge this. And this is all part of this bill that's being introduced. I believe maybe it was introduced yesterday. It's going to be introduced soon by an assemblyman here in the state that is going to lift that ban on gay marriages. So all this stuff is happening all at once, and you're right. It's monumental. It's huge.
I mean, this is going to be. And I keep saying this, and it keeps becoming more and more true every week that this 2004 is going to be an interesting year. I mean, this between the election, between all the trials, between stuff like this. I mean, this is the Chinese always they have that that prophecy, the may you live in interesting times, and I mean this year is sort of the embodiment of that, because I don't know, does that mean it goes to the state Supreme Court and then to the National Supreme Court?
I don't know. It depends on when this lawsuit is filed, what happens at that point. Because it is a law that, same-sex marriages are against the law in California. Well, the mayor of San Francisco blatantly violated that law. And he, he held up his right hand and swore to uphold the laws of the state,
yeah.
Constitution and law. So he clearly violated that. Whether he's pandering to special interests, you can debate that one. Whether he's an idiot, you can debate that one. Whether he didn't do his homework, you can debate that one. But as it stands, someone's going to be slapping his wrist probably real soon.
It's just weird. And it's on Friday the 13th, no less.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. They've got you out there. They probably have some zany human interest thing they got you doing because it's Friday the 13th, right?
I did that. Yeah, it's out there.
They have you out standing at like a Dunkin' Donuts asking people if they, walk, if they step over cracks on a sidewalk or something?
Yeah, I was asking people about superstitions. Remember the last Friday the 13th back in, last year, I did when I went to all the tall buildings in L.A., and I went to the 14th floor and said, you're really on the 13th floor, and see if they were freaked out about that.
Because they have that thing where they won't build a building with the 13th floor, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I got tossed out of a few of those buildings.
Yeah, the only thing, I got to tell you, I'm going to be 31 in a month, and I'll tell you right now, I don't step on cracks on the sidewalk. I just don't. And it's not like a superstitious thing, but it's just a thing that I got into the habit of when I was a kid, when I was like 5 or 6, and I really was, you're a kid, you believe all that stuff. And so as a kid, I got into the habit of never stepping on cracks on the sidewalk, and it just became a rote, it just became habit. So to this day, I don't do that. I got all kinds of bizarre OCD traits. That's just one of many. I'm a walking bundle of neuroses. That's just one of the things I do. So, excellent. Well, we're going to be talking about all this stuff, I guess, probably next week as the year continues to get more interesting. That's Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. From the dollhouse to the doghouse. Barbie and Ken has split after 43 years, just like J-Lo and Ben. The romance is over for Barbie and Ken. Is it because Ken's so obviously gay? We'll find out. Jeannie Most was at the Mattel press conference this morning when the bad news was made public.
The flame of romance has gone out.
I hate this country.
At a jam-packed press conference, they played the commercial that brought Barbie and Ken together back in 1961.
It could lead to this.
Instead, it led to this.
She dumped him. Yeah. He didn't dump her.
No. Any truth to rumors about Ken's sexual orientation?
Ha! I can speak to that. I've been with Ken for 10 years. Stop fronting, Ken. It's nice to have you home. You're a liar! I'm straight as an arrow, Ken.
Jokester reporters aside, Mattel says last year was a challenging one for Barbie sales. Toy analysts described the breakup as an effort to revitalize the brand.
Maybe Barbie could get a new boyfriend.
Maybe Ken's replacement is expected in the fall.
I've heard rumors, and I think his name is Blaine.
That's true.
Blaine is an Australian boogie boarder.
Because Blaine sounds less gay.
Yeah,
whatever you say. Freaking grown men and women. We're talking about a piece of plastic. We're talking about the sexual goings-on of a 12-inch piece of rubber. Well, whatever. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We got more on the way, including an Ozzy watch. Later on today, another installment of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. Peter Carlin from the Oregonian, How Chicks Think with Jolie from the Front Desk. You stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Here's Leonard Skinner.
Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Blaine. All right, Sarah Dillon's got the traffic.
Name.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. There's some country band playing in the conference room. Because we got, Austin, our sister station, 99.5. The Wolf. And so we got the, No, please don't howl. But there's some country station, or some country band playing, and they're called Pin Monkey. You can't be a country band and be called Pin Monkey.
Pin Monkey?
I mean, I don't really care, but it's hard to picture some guy, with a pinch between his cheek and a gum underneath a car somewhere.
Maybe they're opening for a Porch Monkey.
Have you got that?
You got that Pin Monkey?
It's like I said, the
same thing. Better than being Pin Cushion.
Not really. You can't be a country band and have the word monkey in your name. It just doesn't work. Here's Tim Riley in the KFTK Newsroom.
Say, what would you do if a fella offered to pay your teenage daughter for sex while she was shopping? Jimmy Hunt punched the man in the face. Prosecutors in York, Pennsylvania charge Hunt with disorderly conduct and simple assault, but they later dropped the charges after concluding that no jury in the world would convict him. Prosecutor Bill Graff says, you can't take the law into your own hands. But it's unlikely that they'll get any parents who'll say that they wouldn't do the same thing. There's no disrupting the fact that Hunt punched Armando Hernandez in the face after he approached Hunt's 17-year-old daughter while she was shopping for nail polish at Walmart.
Well, come on. Why wouldn't you approach that girl? I mean, if anybody's going to put out, it's going to be a girl shopping for nail polish at a Walmart. Let's just call it what it is, man.
I mean, if she's from nail polish at a Walmart, she probably takes money at normal times. Not his fault.
I was going to say, she probably gets paid the rest of the day. Probably getting paid that night. Oh, yeah. So, you know, girls at a Walmart put out that
just one of the sparkly nail polish,
too. Of course, exactly. And it was, you know, and it was like one of the Wet and Wild, you know, one of the tries in 30 seconds, one of those nail polishers there. She's not wearing MAC lipstick, that's for sure.
You know an awful lot about nail polishes there.
I'm just saying. Well, it's like I don't know if I ever explained this, but when Therese was here, whatever, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, and we had the thing on the air where Therese came in tonight, and I said, and I got a comment on it later from a guy asking how I knew, but Therese came in, and I said, pardon me, is that MAC lipstick you're wearing? And she kind of got that look in her face. She was a little bit impressed. She said, yes. And I said, okay. You know, I got that there's this movie called Free Enterprise with William Shatner, and it's a movie about two geeks. Surprise. It's a movie about two geeks, and it's kind of a movie within a movie. It's a movie about two geeks who are trying to, you know, William Shatner is pursuing them to be in a film project. Anyway, but one of the guys in the movie, Free Enterprise, is a geek, has this pickup line where he goes up to girls in public, and he says, hey, is that MAC lipstick you're wearing, banking on the fact that, like, one in three girls will have it on, which I tried it on Sarah, and it worked on Sarah, too, because she was wearing it. And so then the movie, the girls will always go, well, how do you know MAC lipstick? And he'll say, I'm just a fan of the subtle intricacies of female lips. You know, and then, of course, cut to them humping it out like in his bed at home. So I tried it on Sarah and Therese, and it worked on both. I mean, it was accurate anyway with both of them. So I don't know where I was going.
Yeah, humping it out.
No, there was
neither one of those deals after you
goes without saying. Yeah, well, I'm unable to ever follow through on the...
I had the strong opening shot
and then the weak follow through. Is that MAC lipstick? Yes.
Okay.
You know, and then I just run away.
I don't know, get Therese to go out with you on a date for dinner or something.
Why don't you pound it? Why don't you do that? Huh? Yeah, why don't you go out on a nice dinner consisting of shut the hell up? Huh? Why don't you just do that? Here's Tim Riley.
Well, the state of Utah has added a new weapon in its battle against abusive relationships and polygamous families. Attorney General Mark Sherlap said the new hotline will offer women in polygamous families a way to get information and advice anonymously without any fear of reprisal.
For well over 100 years, these types of helpful services just haven't been available. People have just turned a blind eye to what's been going on. We get accused of targeting polygamy or targeting this particular religion. We're simply saying, no, it's about time that the people who lived in your communities have the same protections that everybody else in this state are entitled to.
So the hotline number is 1-800-897-LINK.
If you are a polygamist.
Yes.
Or something.
Or in the interest.
All right. Yeah. If you're not here, if you're somewhere else. We get people listening, you know, because I was on in Utah. We get people listening to us online from Utah. It seems highly unlikely that they're I mean, it does seem like no one, I mean, I think the occasional 13-year-old girl aside, like, very few people are sort of forced into polygamy. In my experience, anyway, in Utah, the people who go into polygamy are women who are deeply, deeply religious and, traditional, read incredibly stupid, and who just do that because they think it's what Jesus wants, that, you know, God wants to have, you know, God wants to provide men with a variety of, you know, variety of chicks around the house to service him and chop carrots in the kitchen, so, you know, whatever. Here's your Aussie Watch for Friday on the Rick Emerson Show. Hidden Monkey.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne apparently feels well enough to headline his annual Ozfest music event. The announcement comes 2 months after Osbourne was severely injured in an ATV accident that left him with broken ribs, a fractured collarbone, and a broken vertebrae in his back. Osbourne tells Billboard.com his heavy metal music festival will kick off the summer. Details still sketchy.
Look at that. Look at that. How even a broken neck cannot stop the rock.
The roster will include names like Slayer, Slipknot, and Judas Priest. According to E! Online, since Ozfest began 8 years ago, the festival has raked in more than $146.5 million from its 236 performances. Last summer, Ozfest grossed more than $23 million. So that's today's...
Andrew W.K. plays with the broken foot. Ozzy plays with the broken neck. The metal cannot be stopped. And I love the fact that Slayer continues to go out there and just get kicking hard at anybody. Those guys are all like 90 now. Excellent. There's your Ozzy Watch for Friday. Oh, hey, speaking of... So I mentioned I got this Beavis and Butthead CD. And I couldn't find the cue sheet for it. I'll kind of explain this later. But the great thing about this right here, this Beavis and Butthead CD that I got from MTV. I wonder if I could sell this for anything. That I got from MTV, and it lets you interview Beavis and Butthead. But then it's got these other tracks that are great. It's just Beavis and Butthead, you know, like doing their sort of, you know, that sort of thing. So, remember to play all that later. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, let's talk to Michael Moore, Oscar-winning 2002 documentary he made, Bowling for Columbine. It takes aim at America's gun culture. Using the 1999 massacre at Columbine High School as a backdrop, Moore travels across the country interviewing many to understand why the U.S. murder rate is so high. What did you make Bowling for Columbine, Michael Moore?
Well, I wanted to get into this topic of our American love of violence, both locally and globally, why we always seem to want to kill first and ask questions later.
Talk about the standout moment for you in the film.
There's one part in the movie where I'm talking to one of these militia guys, and I ask him, you know, why don't you think of how Gandhi, you want to overthrow the government, well, look at what Gandhi did. I mean, he did it without firing a shot. And the guy says, I don't know who you're talking about. And the moment he said that, he went to the high school next to mine. He was my age. I just thought, boy, this is the American system of enforced ignorance.
The guy who said that, by the way, was Terry Nichols' brother. That's the and he's, you know, he's the guy that has the sleep with a gun under every pillow.
What do you wish about the American people, including yourself?
I wish we just weren't so damn dumb, because we're otherwise we're nice people. I'm
change.
Sure you would agree.
Yeah.
You know,
as a matter of breath,
you know, we're good and we're generous and all that, but we're just there's something not very bright about us.
Yeah, I'm with you. Any country where Clay Aiken debuts at number one is not a country that should be boasting about its intelligence. You know what I mean? So it's
anytime. Maybe Pin Monkey will change though.
I was just gonna make a Pin Monkey. They're really good, man. I'm busting on their name, but I was
hot too.
Okay. I was walking by the conference room. I don't really appreciate the fine country ass the way you do. Okay?
Well, I was just going to tell you that do you know what a pin monkey is?
Can I make up my own lewd explanation?
No, they're the people who used to, like, set up the pins in the bowling alleys.
Yeah, that's a stupid name for a country, man. They sound really good, though, and the guy's playing the dobro. Not enough dobro in today's music. I mean, Pin Monkey's a great name. It's not for a country band. All right. I'm just saying. All right, we'll be back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Down with the King. We got more coming up. Peter Carlin, the Oregoni, today's top five. How chips think with Jolie from the front desk. All that stuff there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. R-U-N-D-M-C complete. Who's that? Who's that? Run!
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Jim Riley. A man who pled guilty to conspiring to support the Taliban has been sentenced in Seattle to 2 years in prison. With credit for time served, James Ujamaa will be freed in July. He was originally accused of setting up a terrorist training camp in Bly here in Oregon. Those charges were later dropped. He received a lighter sentence as part of a plea bargain in which he agreed to cooperate with the terrorism investigation. The 38-year-old Muslim convert pled guilty to conspiring to provide cash and computers to the Afghan leaders who sheltered Osama bin Laden. A soldier from Portland, one of the latest casualties in Iraq, William Ramirez, killed Wednesday when an explosive device struck him and another Army soldier while they were on motor patrol. He was only 19 years old. Two Pacific Dolphin crewmen are set to be arraigned in federal court shortly on human trafficking. This after U.S. Customs officials found five Chinese guys smuggled aboard a cargo ship that was docked near Portland. Rain likely today, highs near 50, showers tonight, rain tomorrow and Sunday. Tim Riley, KOTK News.